Glory to God. We have been talking about, and this is probably where I'm going to close out tonight. If you would be so kind to open your Bible with us tonight, I'll put it up on the screen. Jane 1:6 is our focus verse, or the verse we have focused on. And in Jesus coming 2,000 years ago, and fulfilling the promise that he came in the volume of the books to fulfill every promise so we could be partakers of the promises. And God deposit gave to each one of us that believe and receive, gave to each one, not a portion, but each one. He gave us a measure of faith. Then he said in Romans 17, the just, those that has been declared righteous, shall live by faith. Then he said in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So he had faith. He is a God of faith. And he want to be pleased. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to worship him. He wants you to walk in the light of his word. So why in the world would he give you something to make you work against him? So he had given a faith to believe, to receive, to possess all that have been given us. We have been given a lavish, lustrous, fulfilling, a lifestyle, a life that with nothing is missing. Nothing. But through the years from the time Jesus was born, you can see now that the Bible says in Acts 1, they being assembled together, commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Right? And the 8th verse said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, right? And shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth. And then he said in verse 1 of chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all where? On one accord in one place, not 100 accord, but 1 accord. Hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Here's my point, and we're moving. They was all on one accord. And from that time to this time, we have one time, this is way back in the 80s, late 80s, middle 80s. Wait a minute, probably in the late 70s. It was over 500 denominations. Ain't no telling how many it is now. And so many of them claim that we are this faith, that faith, and this faith, and that faith. And then we not only have the denomination, but we are split up ethnic group-wise, you know, racial-wise, and all this kind of stuff. And we got one Bible, but many different translation of this Bible. We got the King James translation, you got the Amplified, and on and on and on. But we only have one Bible, but we claim I'm talking about the people that say they are Christians or born again believers. But they come up with different kind of faith, you know, Baptist faith, Methodist faith, Pentecostal, and this and that, charismatic, cruismatic, yomatic, theomatic. And this is why we're praying, so people can get real and stop being stupid.
Amen.
Stop being silly. And Ephesians says what? We're going. Ephesians says in 4, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who's in all, above all, and through all. Right?
Amen.
Now, who are we going to believe? Who are we going to believe? What the Bible says, or are we going to go with some man or demons, evil spirits who influence men to walk away from God? Who are we going to go with? I believe there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one word, Jesus, the living word. But we have Muhammad, we have others that claim that they are some Lord or Savior. But they ain't died for nobody. They died, of course, but they did. And I bid you, where they are now, they are not comfortable. But Jesus, the Son of God, is the only one.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. Jesus, the Son of God, is the only one that we have documented, proof, bona fide, undeniable evidence, proof that he is alive. And everything he said and did is living proof he's alive today.
Hallelujah.
But there are those, the enemy come to afflict, to condemn, to twist, to deceive, to divide, to bring all of his stuff to try to split us up. But I believe there's an army of believers on this earth today that's going to walk out of those places and come under the one banner, and that's the bloodstained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what I'm talking about tonight. Would I stand here and tell you that I got everything together? No, but I tell you Jesus does.
Amen.
And I'm striving, seeking every day of my life to know him better, to walk closer to him, to believe him, and to learn how to believe him in every of my life and every step I take. Have I arrived? No, I'm on my way. I'm still traveling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to know, in traveling this life, I have found out that this word is real. And it works for anybody that will believe it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.